from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexiou in Washington. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions at the Justice Department today saying he's tripled the number of investigations into unauthorized leaks of classified information and that four people have already been charged.
We are taking a stand. This culture of leaking must stop.
Just yesterday, the Washington Post first published leaked transcripts of President Trump's January phone calls with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto and the Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
No government can be effective when its leaders cannot discuss sensitive matters in confidence or talk freely in confidence with foreign leaders.
Sessions says he'll investigate and seek to bring criminals to justice and not allow rogue anonymous sources with security clearances to sell out the country.
This is one of the most sophisticated plots that has ever been attempted on Australian soil.
Michael Phelan, Australia's Federal Police Deputy Commissioner, saying a plot directed by Islamic State was centered around an improvised chemical device designed to release the highly toxic hydrogen sulfide. Phelan says security and law enforcement reacted rapidly to the threat, thus thwarting it before it could get anywhere near an airport.
This hydrogen sulfide is very difficult to make, so I want to make it quite clear that whilst it may have been a hypothetical plot for these people to put forward, we were a long way from having a functional device.
Two brothers facing terrorism charges, a third man remaining in custody. The U.S. economy netting 209,000 jobs in July, most of the jobs in restaurants, business services, and health care. But still 7 million Americans still out of work. This is VOA News. As U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson embarks on his first official trip to Southeast Asia, the United States continues to call for a legally binding mechanism to prevent conflicting territorial claims in the South China Sea from erupting into violent confrontations. Tillerson will also seek greater cooperation from regional allies in isolating North Korea. Diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
Foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations are expected to endorse the framework of a code of conduct on the South China Sea as they gather in Manila. While the framework commits to cooperation over confrontation, it is also seen as bending to China's influence since it is not legally binding. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson wants to work with China on differences without leading to open conflict. Among them is stepping up pressure against North Korea.
There is no future where North Korea holds nuclear weapons or the ability to deliver those nuclear weapons to anyone in the region, much less to the homeland.
Tillerson will be walking a fine line with the Southeast Asian bloc, seeking assurances from them to isolate Pyongyang without creating a perception that North Korea overshadows their concerns in the South China Sea. This is Cindy Sain in Washington.
Reuters reporting the Vatican called on Friday for Venezuela's government to suspend its new legislative superbody and made a direct appeal to the security forces to avoid excessive force in dealing with opposition protests. Current initiatives, including the Constituent Assembly, create a climate of tension and conflict and take the future for granted, the Holy See Secretary of State saying in a statement and calling for the changes to be prevented or suspended. Myanmar's government has repeatedly appealed for calm in recent weeks as the death toll from an outbreak of swine flu, the H1N1 influenza, has risen to 14 since the first cases were reported last month. Officials pointing to the fact that the strain of the virus, which was part of a global pandemic back in 2009, originated in infected pigs, is now considered a normal seasonal flu, and infections, if not deaths, have occurred in the country as recently as last year, but people have lost faith in Myanmar's government to handle a health crisis, which is allowing an atmosphere of mistrust to prevail and pushing many to take matters into their own hands. Japan's largest automaker and a much smaller rival announcing plans Friday to open a $1.6 billion auto plant in the United States. At a joint conference in Tokyo, the presidents of Toyota and Mazda telling reporters 4,000 jobs will be available when the factory opens in 2021. The plant will have the capacity to produce 300,000 vehicles a year. Both companies say they would combine forces on key next-generation technology, including electric vehicles. I'm Philip Alexiou, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.